Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 30 is coming up. Hey everybody, welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the great blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. Well, this is show number 30 this week, and while I'm not quite exactly on my regular planned schedule, I'm at least, you know, getting the show out. It felt great to be back doing, last week's show. I got nice response from people, so I appreciate your kind welcome back to the airwaves, as it were. It's like I say, it's good to be back. And what do I have? Oh, this is a little tidbit. I learned just over the weekend that one of our artists that we've featured on the show before is listening to the show and enjoying it. And that's Michael Osborne, who's playing guitar currently with Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings, has also released recordings under his own name, most recently one called Touchtone, and an accomplished guy who spent years on the road with John Lee Hooker and recorded with him and has played with tons of other people, the Ford Brothers and many others, and a stunning guitarist, if I may say so. I'm not talking about looks. Now I'm in a hole. He's not a bad-looking man. All right. Anyway, Michael Osborne had told me over the weekend that he listens to the show and enjoys it a lot, and I learned the tidbit that he is currently working on a new record of his own that'll have some members of Bill Rhodes' band on it and other people as well. It sounds very promising, and speaking of promising, he let me know that he would be sure to send me a copy when it's done, so you'll hear it here on PDX Bluescast. Let's see. Have an interesting show for you today. Still have some leftover stuff from the Blues Festival. I want to treat you to an interview that I did with Lewis Payne right there on the waterfront, and then some waterfront-themed music as well, if you can even imagine what that might be. But first of all, I want to feature a CD that was recently sent to me by Alice Stewart, who I've played on the show before. Alice is admittedly an Olympia, Washington-based artist, but of course definitely a Northwest blues personage. And she has definite Portland connections as well. And her most recent album, prior to the one that I'm holding in my hands anyway, was recorded here in Portland. But Alice just sent me a copy of her latest record, which is a double CD live album that was recorded at the Triple Door in Seattle. And she has a great band put together here, and they tear through some fantastic music. And it's an interesting band. You've got two guitars in Alice, and then another guitarist named Leif. But you also have a percussionist, and then a gentleman named Charlie Wallace playing pedal steel and dobro guitar. And so it adds a sound that you don't necessarily hear a lot in blues music. But boy, on this cut that I'm going to play, it adds a very cool touch, and I think you should enjoy it now. So here from her live CD, live at the Triple Door, here's Alice Stewart and the Formerlys with the Blind Willie McTell classic, Statesboro Blues.
Statesboro Blues. Lady J, you're on for done left me wild. Mama done left me reckless. Daddy done left me wild. I ain't never been but just one man's angel child. But I just met a man, better man I never seen. Just met a man, better man I never seen. He treats me like a queen. He must be a doggone king. Savannah did not stop, should have seen the fireman. Got the boulder hot. Look out, daddy, and hand me my traveling shoes. Look out, I got them Statesboro blues. Got them, got them. I got them right down here in the bottom of my new shoes.
Alice Stewart with Statesboro Blues, and that comes from her latest CD, double CD, in fact, entitled Live at the Triple Door. Alice Stewart and the Formerlys, what a great name for a band, and what a band it is. You heard Ricardo Guitti, if I said that right, on percussion. Charlie Wallace there on the pedal steel. Rick Boyce drums. Leif Totusek, if I said that right, on guitar and vocals. Mark Willett, bass and vocals. And Alice Stewart herself on guitar and vocals. And like I said, it's a double CD, 17 tracks on here, several of them quite generous in their length. And of those 17 tunes, only 6 are covers. The rest are Alice Stewart originals. So she's a songwriter. She's a very expressive vocalist. She's a talented guitarist. And she brings along some quality talent with her as well in her band. So I definitely recommend this CD. You'll find links in the show notes to Alice's site and also to where you can purchase this great double album. I certainly recommend that the next time Alice comes through town, that you catch her. It's sure to be a good show. Now, we're going to go back in time again a little bit, like we did in last week's show, talk about the Waterfront Blues Festival briefly. As you know, I was there this past July and had a great time, heard some fantastic music, and I wanted to see how many interviews I could score in the midst of also trying to run from stage to stage and just listen to some great music. I managed this year to get 2 interviews. All right, I did my best, okay? And next year I plan to do certainly more. But you heard last week my interview with Steve Chesbrough. I want to play for you this week the other interview I did, which was with Hammond B3 master Lewis Payne, a guy who's just an amazing player, and he spent years with Paul DeLay and his band, did some landmark recordings with him, including their most recent album, where Lewis, in fact, also did the bass duties on the B3. And good stuff. In addition, Lewis is a regular in Mel Brown's B3 organ quartet. And most recently, he started his own project, which is called King Louie and Baby James. And so the band is fronted by Lewis and then Sweet Baby James Benton on vocals. They kind of made their, not quite their debut, I guess, but they had a very notable set at the 2005 Waterfront Blues Festival, which then led to a CD release of that recorded set. You've heard some cuts from that on the show before. They get played again at the 2006 Blues Festival, played another amazing set, and it was just after that set that I managed to buttonhole Lewis and have him talk to me for just a few minutes. So you're going to hear that now. The one thing I'll mention is that, regrettably, we spend a little time talking about what at the time was an upcoming show, a tribute concert he was going to do to Wilson Pickett. And from everything I hear, it was a fantastic show, and I really wanted to try to promote it on PDX Bluescast. But as you know, things kind of, kind of got complicated, and I didn't end up doing another show until just last week. And so my abject, humble apologies to Lewis for not managing to hype his Wilson Pickett tribute the way I wanted to. And so it's a little bit redundant or outdated for you to be listening to him talking about that show in this interview. But I still think the things he has to say about Wilson and his plans for that tribute concert are quite interesting. And again, from everything I hear, it was a great night, and I regret not being able to make it. But here, without any further introduction, is Lewis Payne on the waterfront during the Blues Festival back in July.
I'm here at the waterfront with Lewis Payne after his set with King Louie and Baby James. Welcome, Lewis.
Thank you.
How you doing? Sounded great.
Thank you.
As usual, I'm not giving you much to say. How did the set go for you?
Oh, we had a blast.
Excellent.
It was pins and needles a little bit because our drummer got hung up trying to get a parking place. You know, Anthony, the drummer, is a great drummer, and he just ran out of the parking lot smoking, you know.
Did he?
And the first tune we played, no one in the band had ever played before because I wrote it on the way here today.
Nice.
And it was called Queen Tracy in honor of my wife. If I'm King Louie, then she should be Queen Tracy.
Exactly.
So we did that tune and some facsimile of the tune that I'd written. And we had a lot of fun. Our special guest, like last year, was Janice Groggins on piano. It was a wonderfully musical piano player. I'd love to work with
fantastic.
Her.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And Eddie Martinez, again, to tell us a little bit about his history. I don't know if we've talked much about him.
Eddie is from, I believe, the Bronx.
Okay.
In New York. And and back there, he worked with, as a teenager, he went out on the road with Patti LaBelle. And later on, spent years with Robert Palmer on the road, a long time. And then in L.A., he was a studio guitar player, one of the top guys.
Wow.
And he recorded with Mick Jagger, Steve Winwood, Tina Turner, on and on. So it's really a thrill to get to play with him.
Yeah.
But for a long time here, after he moved to Portland, he was just working with his brother's car dealership. His brother owns Town & Country.
That's the connection.
Car dealership.
Okay, because he and I just talked about Town & Country. Now I understand why.
He produces their TV commercials.
Nice.
So he's like Clark Kent by day doing that, and then he comes out and plays.
That's how you make that work.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, and what an addition. He just, the solos that he takes, just burning, and they work perfectly against Granato's work, and obviously yours too. And
yeah, I mean, he just rocks out on his solos, and then he drops right back into this perfect rhythm guitar that he plays. He's total, again, Clark Kent and Superman.
Even in that context, very nice.
He cracks us up.
Very cool.
He's got a great feel.
All right, and what else are you doing at the festival?
As far as I know, I'm sort of on call. You know, usually something comes up where someone can use an organ player, and
excellent.
Peter Dammann, the talent coordinator, gets me in there.
Great.
So, but as far as I know, this year I'm done. I'm also providing two of the organs that they're using.
Just going to ask you, So on the Miller and the stage, the Credit Union?
No, the Miller stage and the Blues Cruise and Front Porch stage, they're going to bring one back and forth.
Oh, okay.
And a guy named Matt Miles, who incidentally built a cut-down organ for me. But he's providing the organ for the Credit Union stage.
Okay, very nice. All right. And you are doing other stuff coming up.
Yeah, well, I play every Thursday at Jimmy Mac's, close to Northwest 10th and Everett. They moved a few doors, but you can still find it if you go to that intersection. And it's fabulous now. I mean, the club is beautiful.
It's gorgeous,
We're playing there every Thursday night with the Mel Brown B3 organ group.
Nice.
And Renato from the King Louie group is also in that group.
Okay.
And that's every Thursday. And then Friday, July 8th, I'm really excited. We're going to do a Wilson Pickett tribute. The Wicked Wilson Pickett.
Oh, man.
And that's a different lineup. It's Renato and Eddie Martinez from, and Janice Scroggins, all from the band that just heard. But we've also got three great soul singers to do the Wilson Pickett material: Linda Hornbuckle, Andy Stokes, LaRonda Steele.
Oh boy!
And and I think I left someone out. There's eight of us in all.
Okay.
And we're going to do all the famous hits, you know, the Mustang Sally and In the Midnight Hour and those tunes. We're also going to do things that most people have never heard.
Yeah, you got archives, don't you?
Wilson Pickett did some incredible bluesy things, some incredible gospel things, because that was his background.
Yeah.
And some of the most hilarious, politically incorrect lyrics you ever heard in your life.
Excellent. Can't wait.
Titles like I'm a Man and a Half and I Got My Own Style of Loving, and it's great stuff.
Not all that different from today. Same kind of bombastic.
But he was so soulful. One minute he's boasting, and the next minute he's just bearing his soul. And you could make an argument for him being the greatest soul singer of all time, I think. And Curtis Salgado loves him and wanted to do the tribute, but his touring schedule wouldn't allow him to do
conflict.
It.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a good fit. I'm sure it'll be great. And the July 8th, you said?
July 8th, okay. Saturday, July 8th at Jimmy Mac's, 8 p.m. start.
And then I'll let you go, but everybody wants to know when the next CD is coming out. So give me a date.
Don't have it recorded, you know.
Okay. But it is
We'll listen to a recording of our set from today. We'll see.
Yeah.
There were some rough edges, so I don't know about that.
You never know.
We want to get in the studio with Bernard Purdy, and he wants to do that with us. It's just a matter of the timing when he's not on the road.
Okay.
He's not only the world's most recorded drummer, he's the world's most busy drummer.
Got to be. Yeah. Okay, well, good. You'll keep us posted.
Thanks, Pat.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lewis.
Yeah, and thanks once again, 2 months after the fact, to Lewis Payne for taking a moment to stand there and talk with us. It was quite rewarding, very kind of him to take some time out of his busy afternoon. And I hope you enjoyed hearing what Lewis had to say about his group and their plans and all that stuff. Now, as he said, there are no immediate plans for a new CD, although he certainly wants to do one. So if we want to hear some of the artistry of King Louie and Baby James, we have to go to the archives and play something from their 2005 live CD. Now, I've played a couple cuts in the past. Both of those have featured Sweet Baby James on vocals, and I thought it would just be interesting to play one of the instrumental cuts that really showcases the musicianship of this ensemble. And so we're going to play a cut called Sister Sanctified. It features a solo from Lewis, also from Peter Damon, on guitar, who more often now it's Eddie Martinez playing guitar with that group. But then also there's a sax solo from Renato Caranto. So drink this up. This is King Louie and Baby James with Sister Sanctified.
everyone should know that we're listening to Pat McDougall's show, PDX Bluescast, and they can find it on pdxbluescast.com.
You got it.
And there's Lewis again doing his part for PDX Bluescast. We sure appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed that. That was King Louie and Baby James with an instrumental called Sister Sanctified. That's on their Live at the 2005 Waterfront Blues Festival CD. And boy, if you don't have that yet, I don't know what's keeping you. Follow the links in the show notes and get your own copy. It's great, great stuff. Still on the Waterfront Blues Festival, in fact, still back on the 2005 Waterfront Blues Festival, I want to play for you a track that was recorded live there as well. But a little background first. One big event at that 2005 Blues Festival was in tribute to Ray Charles, who had just recently passed away at that time. Some folks in the local jazz and blues community decided that since Ray had some Portland connections and certainly roots in the Seattle area, that it would be cool to do a tribute to Ray Charles for that festival. And so Patrick Lamb, a saxophone player of some renown from this area, took it upon himself, along with the help of Thara Memory, the local trumpet player helping to organize the event. They put together just this all-star group of performers to do a full set of songs that were signature tunes for Ray Charles. And it was such a success. Boy, it included vocalists like Duffy Bishop, Curtis Salgado, Andy Stokes, Lee Garrett. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, but a lot of just stellar vocalists and musicians as well. D.K. Stewart was there. Lewis Payne was playing the organ. Big horn section, just everything you need to approximate the feel of those Ray Charles recordings. And so they put on this smoking set that they had figured was a one-off thing, but it turned out that that the response was so great that about a couple months later, in September of 2005, shortly after Katrina happened on the Gulf Coast there, the Waterfront Blues Festival people put together a Katrina benefit, and one of the acts that performed was a revival of the Ray Charles Tribute Orchestra. And since that time, they've continued to do a few select gigs here and there, and they have gone into the studio and recorded a CD, and they performed again at the 2006 festival. To give you a feel of what this is all about, I wanted to play you a live track from that 2005 festival, and this, I think, just captures the electricity of that live event. And it features Lee Garrett on vocals doing the Ray Charles classic Mess Around. Lee Garrett is a singer, R&B soul singer with quite a track record. He lives in Portland now, but he spent years recording and writing with Stevie Wonder, including the fact that he co-wrote the song Signed, Sealed, Delivered. So he's got a pedigree to him, and he brings a lot of life, a lot of energy to this song. It also features D.K. Stewart on the piano doing some wonderful work there in the Ray Charles vein, and then a saxophone solo, which I think is probably Reggie Houston, but I can't say that for sure. But let's listen to it now. Here's Mess Around at the 2005 Waterfront Blues Festival as performed by the Ray Charles Tribute Orchestra.
We're going to do a little Mess Around. DK, whenever you're ready, kick it off, brother. Ow! Let's go, y'all! Woo! Somebody say yeah! Woo! Straighten your leg and you're gonna mess around.
ladies and gentlemen.
This is Duffy Bishop, and you're listening to PDXBluescast.com.
Well, thank you so much, Duffy. As I mentioned, Duffy was one of the vocalists involved in the Ray Charles Tribute Orchestra, and of course, a fine, fine artist in her own right with the Duffy Bishop Band. Let's see. Now, we're still, believe it or not, we're still on the waterfront theme. Some folks that I ran into while down there this past July were Julie and Andy Strange from the Strange Tones. And we just had the nicest talk, and they're such great down-to-earth people, and yet they have this incredible high-energy four-piece roots rock blues band, the Strange Tones, which is just such great fun to listen to and particularly to hear live. And so I wanted to play a little bit of Strange Tones for you to remind you of how great they are. I've more recently played tunes from their newest album called Crimeabilly. I want to go back to their first release called Stink Bomb and play a tune from that. Just equally strong stuff on this record, and you should absolutely own both of them. So here from Stink Bomb is Wigglin' Fool.
I used to do the slop, and then I did the bop, but now I do the wiggle, cause I wanna be the tough wiggle. I ain't a chubby chicken, but they call me the wiggling fool. Well, I ain't a chubby chicken, but they call me the wiggling fool. When it comes to wiggling, I could open up a wiggling school. Well, I used to do the fish, I did the pony too, but now I do the wiggle, cause I need something new.
Listening to PDXBluescast.com.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, that was the Strange Tones from their album Stink Bomb, their inaugural release, and that features J.D. Huge on the drums, Andy Strange bass, Julie Strange on the guitar and vocals, and Whit Draper for that record on guitar, later replaced by Suburban Slim, Phil Wagner, for their second record and currently playing out with them. A dynamic band, high energy, up-tempo, great vintage feeling stuff. And so when you get a chance to hear the Strange Tones, get the heck out there and hear them. And if you don't own these albums, you must do that as well. That's going to bring us to the end of show number 30, PDX Blues Cast. But before I go, I'm going to do my usual attempt to get you out there and hear some live blues. Now, I usually finish the show and post it on a Thursday or Friday. It's unusual. This week I'm posting it on a Monday, but it gives me the opportunity to sit down with you and have a look at your week of blues here in the Portland area and offer some choices. You know, on Monday night here, you've got Alan Hager over at Halibut's, which is supposed to be a great venue. I haven't made it out there yet, but everything I'm hearing is so immensely positive. I'll be there soon. But get out there, hear Alan Hager. That's always worth a trip. On Tuesday night, the 19th, my gosh, again at Halibut's, not to single anybody out, but you've got Big Monty and John Koontz doing a duo act together. This is John Koontz of Johnny and the Distractions, years of Portland fame and fortune. And I've heard these two playing as a duo not too long ago, and it's great stuff. At Mott Crest, you've got Johnny Ward and the Eagle Riding Papas, Jesse Samsel over at the Candlelight. That's just all Tuesday night. If we move ahead to Wednesday, check this out. Margot Tufo at the Candlelight, Paul DeLay's at Halibut's, Jim Meese is at the Tillicum. Your cup runneth over, and we're not even on to Thursday yet. On Thursday, folks, you've got Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager, who you've heard on this show playing live, doing their thing over at the Cascade Bar and Grill. Terry Robb at Halibut's, Rick Welter at the Tillicum. Ah, that's going to be good stuff. And the Women's Blues Review over at the Trail's End. Lisa Mann, Sonny Hess, many others. Let's see, moving on to Friday night. You've got Papa Salty over at the Bungalow Martini, a new venue, and Norman Sylvester at the Tillicum, the Back Alley Band over at the Trail's End. This is good stuff. And look at your Saturday night. Saturday night is just too full to even think about. Soul Vaccination, some great, Tower of Power, horn-punctuated funk. At the Candlelight, Cascade Bar and Grill, Too Slim and the Tail Draggers, Ellen White's at Halibut's, Kinsel and Hyde over at the Portsmouth Club, just Steve Bradley at the Tillicum. So, you know, you can't make the excuse, well, there's nowhere to hear decent music. It just ain't true. There's great music every night of the week here, and you need to go out and support these artists and the venues and let people know that you will go out and make a point of listening to this music, and make your preferences known and let people know that you support this music. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I have another great show planned for next week, so be sure to come on back. And some good stuff coming out. As you heard, we've got new releases on the way from Michael Osborne and from other people, I understand. So good stuff to look forward to. And so for PDX Bluescast, I'm your host, Pat McDougall, and until we see you next time, keep the blues alive.